Good morning. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will start with a short introductory statements and then we'll be able to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Markovic, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's great to have you here. It's great to see you again, but I especially welcome the fact that I'm able to welcome you here at NATO headquarters and to congratulate you on your appointment as Prime Minister of Montenegro. And I would also like to thank Montenegro for contributing in many different ways to our shared security, to NATO's different activities and missions. In doing so, you are helping to build security far beyond our own borders, and I'm grateful for your contributions. You are contributing with troops to our presence in Afghanistan. You are helping to fund the Afghan National Security Forces. And you also last year hosted an important civil emergency exercise for NATO allies and partners in Montenegro. And soon we will launch a new NATO trust fund in Montenegro to destroy surplus ammunition and to help keep people safe in a very concrete way. So these are just some few examples of how Montenegro and NATO already work very closely together and how we, in different ways, contribute to our shared security. Then, of course, I'm looking forward to take that cooperation to a new level when Montenegro becomes a full member of the alliance. And Montenegro is on the right track to join the alliance in the very near future. Your path towards NATO membership has been remarkable. Just 10 years after regaining your independence, you have been able to reach very far with the signing of the accession protocol last year. And now the process of ratification is on its way in the different allied countries. The ratification process of the accession protocol is now in the final stages. Once all allies have ratified the protocol, Montenegro will be invited to accede the Washington Treaty, and you, Montenegro, will become the 29th member of the most successful military alliance in history, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. This is a clear example of NATO's commitment to the open door policy and an important step forward in realizing our vision of a Europe whole, free, and at peace. As ratification proceeds, I encourage you to continue to work on necessary reforms, including strengthening the rule of law and fighting corruption and organized crime. NATO membership is a very significant step forward. It means sharing the benefits and the responsibilities of collective defense. NATO membership will strengthen Montenegro's sovereignty. Montenegro will be part of a unique family of nations based on shared values. You will take part in every decision taken by NATO. You will have equal say with every other country around the table, no matter how big or how small. And your NATO membership will send a clear signal of stability and security in the whole region, which is the basis for prosperity. So, Prime Minister Markovic, thank you once again. I look forward to working with you in the months and years ahead. And I look forward to welcoming your country as NATO's newest member in the very near future. So once again, welcome to NATO headquarters.
Mr. Secretary General Stoltenberg, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I wish to say as Prime Minister that I'm grateful to the whole alliance and you personally for your efforts and support to Montenegro's accession to NATO. So, Mr. Stoltenberg, thank you very much for all that you have been doing for Montenegro on its path. We are pleased with the momentum of the process and the ratification of the protocol, and we believe that today already we will have the 22nd country that will ratify the protocol, and we also fully expect for Montenegro to assist, to attend the NATO summit this year as the new NATO country. And we are already fulfilling our obligations having to do with our membership. We are not only committed to the ratification process, but we're also strengthening our technical and security and other capacities in order to fulfill our obligations. And we also fulfill all the obligations that we took upon ourselves at the Warsaw Summit, having to do with reinforcing the principle of dissuasive defense and sending of our officers to the new commands. And also, we share the commitment of the alliance to spread security beyond its borders, and we also contribute to different efforts having to do with the Ukraine, Yemen, and Georgia. This year, or last year, we had parliamentary elections that took place on the 16th of October. As you know, pro-European and pro-Euro-Atlantic forces won the elections. And after the protocol is ratified by the parliament, we are prepared to confirm the protocol and complete thus the process. And I also wish to say that during the past period, we were exposed to different pressures trying to prevent Montenegro's NATO membership. However, thanks to our democratic forces, we managed to resist, and the momentum is satisfying of the process today. And democracy is important in every integration process, and improving the quality of life of the citizens is also an important part of it. And that is the reason why we want to bring back the opposition into the parliament and to open the dialogue about the entire political life in Montenegro in parliament again. However, this boycott, according to me, is another form of the efforts to destabilize Montenegro in order to prevent it from becoming a NATO member. Thank you for your support, for the support that you are giving us, and we believe that in the coming months we will be in a position in which we will state together that the ratification process has been completed and that Montenegro became a member state. And Montenegro will contribute not only to the alliance, but also to democracy and stability throughout the world.
First, Mr. Stoltenberg, one question for you. Is after the American administration has been established recently, how do you think that the process of the ratification of Montenegrin accession protocol will go on further?
I'm confident that the accession protocol will be ratified by the Senate. It has already passed the Foreign Relations Committee, and it has strong bipartisan support. So I have no reason to not believe that that will also be the case in the Senate. So what we have seen is that so far 21 countries have ratified the accession protocol. Today we expect France, the French Senate, to ratify the accession protocol, so then it will be 22 countries. And we expect the others to follow, but of course it's up to every national parliament to decide exactly when they do it. But I expect all parliaments, including the the U.S. Senate to do it, so Montenegro can become a full member in the near future.
Wall Street Journal.
A question to both the Prime Minister and then another question to the Secretary General. Prime Minister, are you at all concerned about the delay in ratification in the U.S.? Obviously, it has made it through the committee, but the full Senate hasn't taken up. Are you worried at all that Mr. Trump will weigh in negatively on a ratification? And to the Secretary General, Mr. Trump yesterday said torture works. Is torture consistent with alliance? Is torture inconsistent with alliance values, or are interrogation methods a matter for national governments to decide, not the alliance?
I wish to tell you that we are not worried when it comes to the ratification of the protocol by the U.S. at all. As Mr. Stoltenberg has said, important procedures have been completed already by the U.S. Senate and especially the committee. And as you know, as you heard, we have full support for this ratification at the U.S. Senate. And I would say that this tension having to do with the U.S. Ratification is more encouraged by those that are against it. However, we are absolutely certain that it will take place very soon. And on our side, as a Montenegrin government, we continue preparing ourselves to further respect our obligations having to do with membership.
What I can tell you is that all NATO operations are always conducted in accordance with international law. And that has been the case for all our different military operations over many years. And that is the policy of NATO, and that will remain the policy of NATO.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for. Thank you.
Thank you.